tangible sign on the 13th of May.
Okay, good morning. Thank you very much for the covered of speaking today and start the day in Edgware. I'd like to speak about the Dvar Halacha, very much negia to the Sfiris HaOmer which we're in, and also to do with the Seder we just read yesterday, Parshas Emor. I begin, the Pasuk says, Asfatim lochem imochas ha-shabas miyem aviyachem esayim ha-tinufa sheva shabos is tinim is tiyeno. Ad mimochas ha-shabas ha-shviyas tispu chamishim yoyim. Is the Rosh and Tosis and Menachos already asks, on one hand, we know we count 7 weeks, which is 49 days, from second day Pesach till Erev Shavuos, yet the Pasuk also says Tispu Chamishim Yoim, which appears to suggest that one should count 50 days. How do the two things work hand in hand? And it's famous, the Rosh in Psochim, the end of Psochim, answers that Avada the Torah says Sheva Shabbosis Tamimoitz, it's 49 days. The reason why the Torah says 50 Chamishim Yoim is because often says the Rosh, an interesting concept, the Torah rounds it off to the nearest 10. We know with 39 Malkus, the Torah says Aboim Yakenu, it's really 39. But in fact, here as well, says the Rosh, it's 49, no question about it, but the Torah just rounds up Chamishim Yom. As it states in Rosh. There is an interesting Levush. The Levush in Simon Top Tzadi Dalet, where the Mechaba and the Torah, they both say that B'yom Chamishim U'yom Chag HaShavuos. That's a Loshon of the Mechaba. The Loshon of the Rosh is like the Mechaba, and the Levush adds in V'yom Chamishim Atzmo Noi Tisbu Ki Hu Atzmo Yomtev. Levush is saying the 50th day is Shavuos. You count 49 days, and the 50th day is Shavuos. Says the Levush, why don't we count 50 days? Just as we've been counting 49 days, we should count the 50th day. And he says, you know why you don't count? Ki hu atzma yomtev. Because that in itself is Chag HaShavuos. There's no point in counting, or unnecessary to count. You don't have to count. But he says a very peculiar word. I would have said, you know why you don't count on the 50th day? Because there's no mitzvah to count. The Torah only tells you 49 days. Even if there wouldn't be Shavuos, let's say you'd have to count 49 days, and then it's a weekday. You also wouldn't count on the 50th day. But at the end of the day, Chazal understood, it's Shiva Shavuos, 7 times 7. There is no mitzvah to count. Yet the Levush seems to say, the reason why you don't count is because it's Yom Tov. And it needs an explanation. What exactly does the Levush mean when he says that the reason why we don't count the 50 day because it's Yom Tov? There is a Meshech Chochma on last week said in Parshas Emor who says an incredible idea. He discusses the mitzvah of Sfiris HaOmer, where the Torah says you've got to count to Sfartem Lochem, which we know means actually Sfartem means you count. You count 1, 2 till 49. He brings from Tosis already, who asked by Sviya Shiva Nakim, a woman who's Tome Tuma Zova, before she goes to Mikveh, she also has to keep 7 clean days, Shiva Nakim. And there also the Torah says, the Sofra law, she should count, Sofra seemingly means, she should count 7 days. Yet we know that Me'ika Halocha, there's no Halocha she has to count. Today's the first day of my Shiva Nakim, tomorrow's my second day. There's no concept of counting, just she has to go through 7 days of Shiva Nakim. Says the Meshech Chochma, what's the difference that here the Sfatim Lochem Chazal understood means you actually count. Every night we count Sfiris HaOmer. Yet in the Sofra law on Shiva Nakim, we don't find this concept of counting. There is your Dua, the Neid Behuda brings the Levush, that there is an Indian in Shiva Nakim for a woman to count, but Me'ika Adin, there's no counting. What's the difference? And the Meshech Chochma says an incredible idea. He says, what's this concept of counting? Stam, what do you do when you're counting? And he says, the purpose of counting a day, or counting anything for that price, is to distinguish and separate that day. When a day is exactly the same as all other days, and you want to be able to distinguish those days from all other days, the Indian of Svira, it to counting is to show that this day's meyuchad is separate and distinguished. There's Hagozef Mavkupaman on the Hagozef of Meshech Chochma. He brings out this idea in all languages. He said, first in Loshna Kodesh, he says, the word a pair of scissors is misparayim, which is the same root as the word sofer to count. And he says, because just as counting distinguishes and separates, a pair of scissors, what you do, you cut a large piece of paper and you separate a small piece from it. That's why misparayim is the same Indian as sofer to count, because like that you're distinguishing, you're separating. And he says, a barber is the yesh of the Mishnah in Shabbos, the yesh of Ne'ah Sapor, a sapor, a barber is called a sapor, again, because he cuts away the hair, he separates what's a muddle of hair, he separates. And he goes to the other languages as well. He says in English you find words which are very much connected between counting and separating and scissors and such like. Maybe even the word separate. I'm suggesting the word separate may come from the root sefer. I've no idea. To count, sapor, to count. But whatever it is, the concept of counting, says the Meshech Chochmah, is to separate, to distinguish. Those days have to be different than all other days. He says in Shivon Akiyim, you don't need to count them to make them different than all other days. By definition, this Isha, who goes and makes sure that she goes through 7 clean days as opposed to the days when she was tamei before, that in itself becomes Shivon Akiyim without having to count. All the Torah wants you is to make sure that these days are meyuchad, distinguished, separate from other days. By Shivon Akiyim, by definition, they are different, they're separated and from all the other days. It comes to Sviras HaOmer, says a Meshech Chochmah, those days are exactly the same as any other day. What makes them different? What makes these days more distinguished than all the other days of the year? The way you do it is by counting Osvartem Lochem. It's the only way you can separate them and be miyachad them and distinguish them and separate them. That's how the Meshech Chochmah explains it. Then says the Meshech Chochmah, having said that, that the principle of Osvartem Lochem Imochas HaShabbos, you count them to make them all different, he wants to say an incredible chiddush. He says, we know we count 49 days. We don't count 50 days. But the Pasuk does say 50 days. So we quoted before, the Rosh says it's Lav Dafke, it's really only 49 days. The Meshech Chochmah says no. When the Torah says Chamishim Yom, you have to count 50 days, it means you have to count 50 days. However, he says, you don't need to count the 50th day. Bishlem, the first 49 days, what makes them a yuchat all, what makes them different? The days, no shaykhs to matan Torah, no shaykhs in themselves. The only way you can distinguish them is by counting them. The 50th day is Yom Chag HaShavuos. That in itself makes it clearly that it's different than all other days. So Avada says in Meshech Chochmah, no question. When the Torah says you have to count 50 days, the Torah wants you to count 50 days. All 50 days have to be counted. But actually, when you actually have to count are the first 49. Because first 49, unless you count them, then don't become miyuchad, they don't become distinguished, they don't become separate, whatever. The 50th day, Chag HaShavuos, is Sofer Me'elov. That itself, that it's Chag HaShavuos, you've got a Kiyam, just like the Isha with the Shiva Nakiyam, is Mekayim Osva of the Sofer Lo. On the Yom HaShavuos, you've got the Osvatim Lochem Chamishim Yom. But that itself, that it's Yom Chag HaShavuos, is Kedushas Yontuf, and it's different than all of this, that is a Kiyam of Osvatim Lochem. That's the incredible Chiddush of the Meshech Chochmah. Is I would suggest that's exactly what the Levush means. We quoted the Levush, the Loshna Machaba. The Machaba says Yom Chamishim Yom Chag HaShavuos, which already is incredible. What's he talking about? Yom Chamishim and Yom Chag HaShavuos. What is this famous 50? There is nothing in 50. We know there's 49 days of Sphira. And when the Torah talks about 50, the Rosh says we're only rounding it off. It doesn't mean anything. But the Mechaba says Yom Chamishim Yom Chag HaShavuos. I think the Mechaba means Yom Chamishim of the Torah. When the Torah says Ad Nimochos HaShavuos HaShavuos Tispu Chamishim Yom, this 50th day says the Mechaba is Chag HaShavuos. Frag de Levush, why aren't we counting Tispu Chamishim Yom? Because the Levush and the Mechaba are not like the Rosh. You have to actually count. And on that, the Loshon of the Levush was. The Loshon of the Bush was V'yom Chamishim Atzmon Lo Tispu Ki Hu Hu Atzmo Yom Tov. That's what the Levush means. Avada, you have to count it. The Torah says Tispu Chamishim Yom. The reason why we don't have to actually count it is because it's a Yom Tov, and exactly as the Meshech Chochmah explained, that day is nicker. It's clear from itself that it's different than all other days. That's a kiyum of Tispu Chamishim Yom. But there is no question about it, according to the Meshech Chochmah, and what it appears in Levush, and this may be Negeh LaHalacha, that there is a mitzvah of counting 50 days, and it's not just rounded off, there's a counting of 50 days, it's just that the actual 50th day, Kihu Yom Tov, is a Kiyum, but simply, maybe, as we'll see in a minute, by making Kiddush on Shavuos, by davening Shavuos, that itself is a Kiyum of Tispu Chamishim Yom. There is a Sefer Rekeach. The Sefer Rekeach was a Rishon. He also seems to say it. If I can quote you the Loshon, he says, Miyom Haviachem, the Pasuk says, Yom Aviyachem, Tzorich Lispe Mem Tes Yom, you have to count 49 days, Ava B'Yom Chamishim Ein Tzorich Lispe Shahari Niska Bebrocha U'Betfila. Again, incredible Loshon. Shahari Niska Bebrocha U'Betfila. You know why you don't count the 50th day? He doesn't say because the Torah only wants 49 and 50 is rounded off. He says you do have to count 50 days, but it's Niska Bebrocha U'Betfila. the by brocha, I would suggest, means kiddush. By kiddush on Shavuos and Shmoneh Esrei on Tefillah, whatever it is, those through that you're talking about Shavuos. That is the kiyum of Tisbuch Hamishlam, and that's how you mekayem the mitzvah Shavuos Ha'ima. One has to wonder, l'mkuntu mandoma mitzvah striches kavono, that every time you count the omer, you must have kavona. We don't pass that, but if you say mitzvah striches kavona, then maybe on Shavuos, when one does kiddush and one does tefillah, maybe one should be mechavim for the mitzvah of tisbuch hamishlam, according to the what appears to be the sit of the rokeach, the meshech chochma, and possibly the labush. And the idea is very clear, because as we know, the famous Sefer Chinuch, I'm not going to read you out the whole Loshon, but he explains, and he seems quite adamant about it, this concept of 49 days has a lot to do with Matan Torah, and has a lot to do with counting the days till Shavuos. The Sefer Chinuch is famous, is long. He goes out of his way when he explains that the whole point of the world is Kabbalah Satorah. And for something, Kabbalah, without the Torah, we wouldn't be surviving this world. And for something which is so important to you, a person counts the days till he gets there. And that's clear. If anybody's counting the days till they go on holiday, counting the days till they get a birthday present, whatever it is, you don't count the days till the day before. You don't say, it's 3 days till the day before my birthday, 3 days before I'm going on holiday. You count the days till you go on holiday. No question, when the Torah says, Tisbuch HaMishrim Yoim, if, as the Chinuch explains so clearly, the counting is to count to the day of Shavuos, then it must be that the day of Shavuos itself needs a counting. It's the last day. The Chinuch explains why we don't count backwards. We should be counting 50, 49, 48. The Chinuch explains, but it's clear from the Chinuch that we're counting up till not till Erev Shavuos, but till Shavuos itself. And therefore, the mashmos of these Rishonim and Achronim seems to be that there is a mitzvah of counting 50 days, but the day of Shavuos you have a kiyum of Tisbuch HaMishrim Yoim, simply because, as the Rokeach says, Bebocho Bitvila, Levush says, it's Hu Atzma Yontov, and the Meshech Chochma explains that that itself is clearly defined as Yontov, so it's clearly that is the kiyum of Tisbuch HaMishrim Yoim. I'd like to take you a little bit further, suggest a chiddush. There is a famous Taz and Mogen Avraham, which a lot of us have the custom. We know that on every Shabbos and every Yontuf, one's allowed to daven Mariv before Shabbos comes in. One can make Kiddush before Shabbos comes in, and one has a Suda Shabbos before Shabbos comes in. We pass like Reb Yehuda that from Plaga Mincha, on every day of the year, every day of the week, we can daven Mariv, and it comes to Shabbos and Yontuf, one can bring in Shabbos and Yontuf early. Already from Plaga Mincha on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, one can have a Mayer, one can make Kiddush, one can have a Sudah. Every Shabbos, every Yontif. However, it's Yodua, the Shitta, the Taz, and the Mogen Avraham, that on Shavuos is an exception. Shavuos, for some reason, is an exception that one ought not to daven Mariv, or definitely not make Kiddush, as different in Hogim, to daven before night on Leil Shavuos. It's an incredible minig, which a lot of people keep. There's no source for it in the Gemara, seemingly. It comes from a Shlo, a Masas Binyamin, but that is a Shita of the Taz and the Mogen Avraham, that one ought not to daven Mariv and make Kiddush before. And they explain it because if one were to daven Mariv or make Kiddush before, it's Chosa, it's missing in the Tmimus of Sviras Ha'omer. If you make Kiddush of Shavuos and you make Kiddush before you daven Mariv early, you're taking away from the Tmimus of Sviras Ha'omer. It's very unclear what they mean. And the simple reading of the Taz and Mogen Avraham is, we know there's a concept of Tosfos Yontov. You can bring in Shabbos early, you can bring in Yontov early. That's all very well when Shabbos is on a Friday. So you bring in Shabbos early, and it's, so what if you on Friday you keep Shabbos? Or on Pesach, or on Sukkot, you bring in Yontov early. But on Shavuos, if you're going to bring in Yontov early, the day before Yontov is part of the 49 days of the Sfira. And if you're going to start bringing Yontov early, you're taking away from the 49 days of the Sfira. That's what it appears he's saying. And that wouldn't be right, because the Torah says Tmimois. You need 49 perfect days, so to say, 49 times 24 hours. Every day has to be full 24 hours, and including the last day, the 49th day. And by you davening early, you're going to take away from the 49 days. That's what it appears from the Taz and Mogen Avraham, which according to that means that you cannot be Mekabel Yontov. You can't daven Mariv, you can't make Kiddush, like they say, but you just can't be Mekabel Yontov. A woman who lights candles on Erev Yontov and Erev Shabbos, she normally does it before Shabbos comes in. Yontov is different in Hogim. By Yontov, many women normally light their candles before Yom Tov comes in, although they could in principle light after Yom Tov's come in, but they do normally light before and then Mekabel Yom Tov. It would appear, according to the reading of the simple reading of the Taz Maglavon, a woman should not be Mekabel Yom Tov. Not only not have my Mekiddish, but it just shouldn't be Mekabel Yom Tov. A woman shouldn't light. Very difficult to understand this prat in the Taz, because what's this concept that bringing in Yom Tov early takes away from the 49 days of the Oimer? Just because the Torah tells us one can be Mekabel Yom Tov doesn't mean it's going to take away from the 49 days. It could be the 49 days remain there. Just the Torah says you can extend Shavuos, but it doesn't mean because the Torah is Mechadish you can extend Shavuos that it takes away from the Oimer. Very difficult to understand the Taz. Another problem the Hamikdov in this week said, and Parshas Emor asks on the Taz, it comes out that this problem of davening Maariv early, it shouldn't only be on Shavuos. It should be every Friday night between Pesach and Shavuos. Every Friday night we have a minig, it's getting into the summer, it goes into the summer, we daven early. If you're going to tell me that by bringing in Shabbos early, you're taking away from the previous day, so all other Shabbos, I don't mind if I take away from the previous day. But between Pesach and Shavuos, it should come out, you shouldn't be davening early, because you're taking away from the tzmimus of the previous day's sphere. That's what ought to come out if you're telling me that the concept of Tosis Yom Tov, it takes away from the previous day. And says Aham Megdobo, we've never seen such a thing, that you're not allowed to be Mekabel Shabbos early between Pesach and Shavuos. Even the Taz Magen Avraham only spoke about the night of Shavuos. They never said about the other times. Yeah, it could be the Hamikdov Asa Kasha. I don't see it so clearly because it's not so much a concept of Tosfos. It's a special halacha that you can daven Maariv early. It's not Tosfos Yom Tov when you bring in the Kedusha of that day. Tosfos Shabbat Yom Tov is Exeis HaKos of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that you bring in the Kedusha of that day. Davening Maariv early permits you to daven Maariv early, but to say that you've actually bought in the day before, you can argue. And as I said, with women who light, even those people who are makbid on the night of Shavuos, not to daven Maariv early, not to make Kiddush early, we've never found that women are makbid not to be Mekabel Yom Tov early. I'd like to suggest that the Taz and Magen Avraham mean something completely different. As far as Tosfos Yom Tov is concerned, Shavuos is no different than any other day of the year, any other Shabbos, any other Yom Tov. Avada, you can be Mekabel Yom Tov early. A woman can light her candles on night of Shavuos before and be Mekabel Yom Tov. Mekabel Yom Tov per se does not take away from the previous day. The Torah says you can extend Shavuos, or the Friday night between Pesach and Shavuos, Avad you can bring in Shabbos. Doesn't mean as far as Shavuos is concerned, it takes away another day. What the Taz and Magen Avraham mean, entirely different idea. They mean, as we explained from the Levush and the Meshech Chochmah and the Sefer Rekeach, that Shavuos is included in the 50 days you have to count the Oimer. You have to count Oimer for 50 days, not 49. 49 days you actually count. 50th day, it's automatically counted. How? Says the Rekeach, the Brocha, or B'Tfilah. By making Kiddush and Tfilah on Shavuos night, that defines the day, that clearly defines the day, that's the Kiyum of Shavuos Oimer. As we suggested before, maybe you ought to be Mechavan to Shavuos Oimer. The Halach in Shavuos Oimer, there's an interesting Halacha. The Halach is, normally, from Plaga Mincha, one can do all mitzvahs on the night of Purim. Normally one waits till after night to lay Megillah. But many Paschim say from Plaga Mincha B'Shas HaTchak one can lay the Megillah already from Plaga Mincha. On Chanukah, according to many Paschim, one possibly could light candles from Plaga Mincha, because already from Plaga Mincha there is a certain concept that one can do the mitzvahs HaLayla. Shavuos Oimer is an exception. The Mishnah Berurah says that Shavuos Oimer one cannot count till night. One cannot count while it's still day from Plaga Mincha. Although all other mitzvahs, once it's Plaga Mincha, one can do the mitzvahs. Why not? The idea could be because of Tmimus, because the Torah says that every day has to be a full 24 hours, and for that reason, you can't come from Plaga Mincha. Comes the Taz, Magen Avraham, and says, when it comes to the night of Shavuos, nothing wrong with being Mekabel Yom Tov per se. Yom Tov you can extend. But in every time you make Kiddush and Tefillah on Shavuos night, you've got a Kiyum of a Svir. As we said from the Meshech Chochmah, the Rekeach, that Kiddush, besides the Kiddush, besides Tosfos Yom Tov, there's a Kiyum of Shavuos Oimer. It's a Kiyum of making the Shavuos to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Chamishim Yom, the 50th day. For that reason, you shouldn't make Kiddush and Daven Maariv before night. Because it comes out, you've been battled the Mitzvah of Shavuos Oimer. Every night between Pesach and Shavuos, one Daven Maariv early, on Friday night, one's Mekabel Yom Tov early. But Shavuos, you wait till night. Friday night, in the middle of the Shavuos, 3 weeks after Pesach, Friday night, you mekabel Shabbos early. Nothing wrong. It's Shabbos early. We haven't done Sphere. It doesn't affect the Sphere. But when it comes to counting Sphere, so may you wait till after night, because you don't come from Plag HaMincha because of the Din Tzmimus, that the Sphere one day doesn't interfere with the previous day. Comes to Shavuos night, it's exactly the same thing, says it has, because we said from the Meshech Chochma and the Rekeach that the Kiddush of Shavuos night, besides it being the normal Kiddush of Yom Tov, it's also Kim of the Sphere. Sphere of 50th day, that cannot be in Plag HaMincha. That cannot be in Plag HaMincha. That's why the Taz and Mogen Avraham said Tfilah and Kiddush cannot be from Plag HaMincha. Every other night, Friday night between Pesach and Shavuos, make Kiddush before. There's nothing wrong. It's not going to interfere. It's one sphere interfering with another sphere that's a problem. On day 22, if you count from Plag HaMincha, you'll interfere with 21. On Friday night between Pesach and Shavuos, you make Kiddush. That's not Sphere, that's Kiddush. Sphere I'll do later after night. But the Kiddush of Shavuos night and the Tzvil of Shavuos night is a Sphere in itself. And just as every Shabbos between Pesach and Shavuos, you make Kiddush before, but Sphere was after night, when it comes to Shavuos night, where the Kiddush itself is a Sphere, like we saw, you have to count on the 50th day. The Torah says Chamishim Yoim. But it's the Kiddush that makes the Sphere, and you have to be Mechavan Hashem Sphere. That's why you have to delay it. A woman wants to light candles and be Mekabel Yom Tov, why not? She's not doing the Sphere with Hadlaka. Just being Mekabel Shavuos early is not the Sphere. It's the Kiddush and the Bracha that's the Sphere. That you have to wait till after night. But to be Mekabel Yom Tov, there's absolutely no reason why you cannot be Mekabel Yom Tov. That L'cho one could suggest is Pshat in the Taz and Mogen Avraham, why Kiddush and Tefillah on Shavuos night you shouldn't do early, because although there's nothing wrong with being Mekabel Shavuos, but the Sphere of Shavuos one shouldn't do till after night. And that is Tefillah and Kiddush. But the Yom Tov of Shavuos, there's nothing wrong with being Mekabel early, just as you're Mekabel Friday night early throughout the between Pesach and Shavuos. There is another Meshech Chochma, on a few psukim later, very interesting Meshech Chochma, where the Apostle carries on talks about Shavuos. It's incredible that if you go through the Pesukim Parshas Emor, all the Yomim Tovim are the Torah uses different lashonos for each Yom Tov. But on Shavuos it's got this incredible lashon, Ukrosem Be'etzem Hayomazeh Mikro Kodesh. Every other Yom Tov it talks about Mikro Kodesh, but it doesn't talk about Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. What's this concept of Ukrosem Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh? The lot of Mephoshim speak about it. What's special about Shavuos? It says Be'etzim Hazem. There is a Briskerov. The Meshech Chochma on that pasuk wants to explain what it means Be'etzim Hazem. He says Be'etzim Hayom Hazeh is, we have a similar miut in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, is to tell you that the Mikro Kodesh of Shavuos is only from nightfall. Be'etzim Hayom Hazeh means the actual day of Shavuos, from Me'erev Ad Erev, from the night of Shavuos to Motzei Shavuos, that's Mikro Kodesh. To exclude that there's no Mikro Kodesh, there's no Issa Melacha, there's no Yom Tov before nightfall. In other words, to exclude that there's no concept of Tosfos Yom Tov. Normally Shabbos and Yom Tov, one can be Mekabel Shabbos early. One on Friday afternoon, one can have a Mikro Kodesh. On Erev Yom Tov in the afternoon, one can have a Mikro Kodesh. On Shavuos is Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, there is no Tosfos Yom Tov. Of course, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Says the Meshech Chochma, why Dafka Shavuos? Now if you ask me why the Pasuk says the Dafka Shavuos, I would have said beautifully. Because as we quoted the Taz and Mogen Avraham, who say you shouldn't make Kiddush and Ma'ariv early, I suggested to you a different Pshat in the Taz. But the simple reading of that Poskim learn Pshat in the Taz, as one ought not to be Mekabel Yom Tov, even a woman shouldn't light, there's no Tosfos Yom Tov on Shavuos. Every other Shabbos, every other Yom Tov has Tosfos Yom Tov. Shavuos is an exception, there's no Tosfos Yom Tov because it takes away from the Sphere. That's how everybody else learns in the Taz. And according to that, it would be very good, this Meshech Chochma. Ukros and Be'etzim and Mazeh, they're saying, don't be Mekabel Yom Tov early, because Kabbalah Yom Tov will take away from the Sphere. That's how everybody else learns Pshat in the Taz, and that would be a very nice Pshat in Ukros and Be'etzim and Mazeh. That here, it comes out, again, the simple reading of the Taz and Mogen Avraham is there is no concept of Tosfos Yom Tov on Shavuos, because just Tosfos Yom Tov takes away from Sphere. And therefore, although the Torah is Mechadesh Tosfos Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Pesach, but Shavuos, there is no Tosfos Yom Tov. And then the Meshech Chochma's deal would have been beautiful. Ukros and Be'etzim Hazeh, that there's no Tosfos Yom Tov on Shavuos, and therefore Mikra Kodesh is only for the 24 hours. That's how I would have said it. But the Meshech Chochma doesn't say that. He says, what's it mean there's no Tosfos Yom Tov on Shavuos? He quotes the Shittas Rambam. The Rambam's opinion is that there is no concept of Tosfos Shabbos and Yom Tov. What we do every week, we daven early and we make Kiddush early, and we Mekabel Shabbos early, and a woman who lights is Mekabel Shabbos, does not go with the Shittas of Rambam. The Rambam doesn't hold to the concept of Tosfos Shabbos and Yom Tov. Says the Meshech Chochma, according to the Rambam, this Pasuk is very clear. The Torah is telling you that Shavuos doesn't start before. Why? Because there's no Tosfos Yom Tov. Says the Meshech Chochma, you'll ask me, why did the Torah have to tell you Dafka by Shavuos? Say by any Yom Tov. Why Dafka by Shavuos does the Torah say Kosim Yitzim Yitzim? He says, beautiful. He says, there was a machlekes between the Tzedukim and us, so to say, when the Shavuos fall. We hold it falls 49, 50 days after Pesach, whatever day of the week it may fall, Sunday to Friday and Shabbos, whatever it is. The Tzedukim used to say, Mimochras HaShabbos, that Shavuos always fell on a Sunday. Mimochras HaShabbos. This pasuk says the Meshech Chochma comes to tell you not like the Tzedukim, because according to Tzedukim that Shavuos always falls on a Sunday, then the hours before Shavuos you are also Oseh B'Melacha, because the day before Sunday is Shabbos, and therefore Shavuos is a Mikra Kodesh, the day before is also Mikra Kodesh. The Torah, by telling you across and be'etzem ayom hazeh, that only Shavuos, only from nightfall is a Mikra Kodesh, but before nightfall it's not Mikra Kodesh, is to tell you that Shavuos can fall on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday as well. Because if it always fell on Friday, on Sunday, then by definition the Torah can't say be'etzem hazeh, even before that it's Mikra Kodesh, it's Shabbos. The way the Torah tells you is, with the Shittas Rambam, that Shavuos, there's no Tosfos Yom Tov, always comes with nightfall, and according to the Rambam, before that there's no Yom Tov. That can only be if Shavuos falls on the rest of the days of the week as well. If it falls only on Sunday, according to Shittas Rambam, it will also be also because of Shabbos. That's a Meshech Chochma. Again, Ukras and Beitzim Imazeh tells you that Shavuos is Me'erev Aderev for 24 hours. It cannot be before. It goes with the Shittas Rambam that it's not Shaykh Tosfos Yom Tov. Why did the Torah ever? Why did the Torah say by Shavuos? To prove to you that Shavuos can fall on any other day of the week. Because if it can only fall on a Sunday, then by definition it would be Mikra Kodesh even before Etzim Imazeh. That's the Meshech Chochma. Coming back to Meshech Chochma, let me ask you a question. Why did the Meshech Chochma say, simply like I suggested before, that the reason why the Torah, that it's going according to the other Rishonim, that there is Tosfos Yom Tov. Pesach, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur has got Tosfos Yom Tov. But Shavuos is an exception. We saw a Taz in Mogen Avraham who says you shouldn't make Kiddush, you shouldn't daven Maariv before, because it'll take away from Tmimus. I've got a beautiful pshat in Be'etzim HaMazeh, that Avadis came with all the Rishonim who say you can normally be Mekabel Yom Tov before. On all other Yom Tov and other Shabbos, yes, you can. It comes to Shavuos, like the Taz in Mogen Avraham says, you should not be Mekabel Yom Tov because of Be'etzim HaMazeh. It would have been a beautiful pshat that Meshech Chochma could have said, that Be'etzim HaMazeh works with the other Rishonim, that normally you can be Mekabel Yom Tov early. Shavuos you can't because of Tmimus. Why didn't the Meshech Chochma say that pshat? It goes with the other Rishonim. And the answer is, two Meshech Chochmas go hand in hand. I explained to you that the Meshech Chochma before says that there's a mitzvah of counting on the 50th day, like the Levush and the Rekech. And it's distinguished by Shavuos. And according to that, the reason of the Taz and Mogen Avraham, why you should wait for Kiddush and Maariv till night on Shavuos, is not because there's no Tosfos Yom Tov. Avada, there is Tosfos Yom Tov on Shavuos, just as there's Tosfos Yom Tov on all other Yom Tovim. A woman wants to light candles on Shavuos night before night, Avada she lights, and Avada she's Mekabel Yom Tov. According to Meshech Chochma, that was never Pshat in Taz and Mogen Avraham. Avada, there's Tosfos Yom Tov. Nowhere do we find that Shavuos is any different than any other Yom Tov. There's Tosfos Yom Tov on Shavuos like there's all other Yom Tovim. The whole reason why you can't make Kiddush and Daven Maariv is because that's a Kiyum of Tisbuch Hamishim Yoim, because there's a sphere in it. But Tosfos Yom Tov Avada there is, because the Meshech Chochma felt, which is logical, that Shavuos is no different than any other Yom Tov. And if every other Yom Tov has Tosfos Yom Tov, Avada Shavuos has. And it's for that reason when the Meshech Chochma came to this Pasuk, Ukros and Be'etzem Ayom Azeh, which tells us that you cannot be Mekabel Yom Tov early, he couldn't say it's an exception for Shavuos. Because even if you can do Tosfos Yom Tov on the others, you can't do it here. Because the Meshech Chochma is 100% right. If you can do it on other Yom Tovim, you can do it on Shavuos as well. And the only reason why you can't can't make Kiddush is because of the Svira, because you're safe for the 50th day through Kiddush. But Tosis Yom Tov Avada there is. And therefore, the only way you could explain the Cross of Beit Rambam is with the Shittas HaRambam, that there's never Tosis Yom Tov. And the Pasuk is simply coming to tell you that Shavuos falls on the other days of the week, not only Sunday. And according to the Rambam, just as on Pesach, you're Osa from night to night, before that you're not Osa. Something can fall on any other day of the week. Shavuos as well, the Torah comes to tell you that Shavuos as well, it's possible that you can, that since there's no Tosis Yom Tov, it's only Osa Beit Rambam, because the day before Shavuos does not necessarily have to be Shabbos, it can be any day of the week. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Nice. Sunday. There's a minhag in the United States that often on Shabbos, Friday night, that they